Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Since the massacre at the school in Parkman, Florida, Michigan has seen schools in the mid-Michigan community of Stockbridge close for 2 days after an online threat. One teen was arrested in that case. And in Manistee County, authorities arrested a 17-year-old for threatening to shoot up a school and then confiscated his family's AR-15. That's the same weapon used in Florida. Access to guns is one concern, Jack. The instinct to harm classmates and teachers is another. Are there any steps in the short term or the long term that you'd like to see taken to increase school security?
Yes, make it much harder to get weapons, have much more rigorous checks on people with mental illness, preventing them from getting weapons, outlaw automatic weapons. I think that we could do a whole lot to reduce these things. And anytime you have one of these things, there's all sorts of either copycat shootings or people acting out or people threatening to do so. But, for example, the Michigan legislature could enact some common sense gun reform, gun control, and make schools much safer. Justice Antonin Scalia, who wrote the Supreme Court decision in 2008, saying everybody has a right to weapons, also went out of his way to say we have a right to control them.
Students in Florida are taking action. They've headed to Tallahassee to demonstrate. There's also talk of a national march on Washington to demand stricter gun laws. Here in Michigan, Kalamazoo students drafted a petition about gun legislation. It quickly got tens of thousands of signatures. Does this moment, with so many young teens, many of them just 14 or 15 years old, feel like the start of a tipping point on the debate over gun rights?
No, not yet. You have to have a sustained effort for a long period of time. You have to have some adult. You have to have some political figure be there, sort of a spear carrier. You have to have a concentrated effort. Otherwise, this will eventually fizzle. They're 14 and 15-year-olds, and they'll have to go back to doing whatever they were doing, unfortunately.
And at some point, I guess it comes down to votes and money, and the politicians in office, regardless of their positions, realize that the teens don't have either, really.
No, but their parents do, and if their people are sufficiently interested in pressuring Congress to a point where they may actually feel threatened and that this may be more important than the millions they get from the NRA, it's conceivable something will happen.
Jack, Jackson County Sheriff Stephen Rand is accused of making offensive comments about blacks, Hispanics, women, and other groups. Rand, who is white, isn't denying the accusations. He has apologized. An officer in his department is suing, saying Rand also mocked his partial hearing loss, which is work-related. Last night, the Jackson County Board of Commissioners asked Rand to resign and will ask Governor Snyder to remove him if he doesn't. Should he just step down?
Well, that's a decision for him to make. Rand is an elected official, and he was elected, I think, without any opposition 2 years ago. Voters can always vote him out in 2020 if he isn't removed. We'll just have to see.
The situation there in Jackson County calls to mind the comments made by the head of the Michigan State Police, Colonel Christy Etchew. Among other things, she called the NFL players kneeling in protest during the national anthem degenerates. Etchew was docked 5 days' pay for that. At a time when police community interactions are under more scrutiny than ever, can law enforcement agencies allow for second chances in these kinds of cases?
Well, these kinds of cases are different. For example, Etchew did was very stupid. She just reposted something from Facebook sort of mindlessly on her Facebook. To my knowledge, she didn't say anything, and she apologized. The Rand stuff, which you can readily find online, is far more vile and directed at a lot of different groups. But again, he's elected, she's appointed. Now, whether the governor should have fired her or not was sort of up to him. Some people think she deserved a second chance, some people not. I think you have to look at the stuff on a case-by-case basis, and it always stuns me when you have people in such high positions, knowing that everybody's recording everything all the time, that they'll say things like this or put something on Facebook for all the world to see.
Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.